I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
D.C., DMV, DOC, heavy metal, back together again. And I don't know about you, my friend, but I am so thrilled that the preseason is in our rearview mirror.
Oh, yeah.
It is brutal. I mean, it is absolutely brutal. And I understand why people are trying to preserve themselves. The league is trying to preserve itself and the injury factor, and it's real. But there's only one way to play the game. And I'm not going to lie to you at all, but some of this has been pathetic. I mean, it's just been crazy. But, you know, what are we going to do about it? We live for the real deal, and it is the New York football Giants.
Week one, yeah.
Yeah, week one. And I'm feeling like I'm hearing some reverb. I'm like, I'm hearing this in delay a little bit. But what has it, I mean, I know you're like pretty much like me in that it's just a part of it. The thing about it is, all BS aside, despite what you've heard, some of it on our airwaves here, which to me is just unbelievable. It is no excuse for people that are vying for a job to not be aggressive. How in the heck, if your career is on the line, your existence is on the line, and you're not fired up, you're not giving your best effort, you're on the bubble, and yet I hear people on our air begging people to play harder, begging them to produce more, going, what the hell are we talking about? You either have it or you don't. It's about all we hear, competition. And the players on the bubble, they don't get it? They don't understand it? Or we're sitting around here worried about who's not playing or who's not there. I don't give a damn about who's not there. I'll tell you who's watching all this from afar, the New York Giants. And this is a thing that happens when you have one of those out-of-the-box years. Because let's face it. Pretty much the football around here has been rotten. And all of a sudden, they get the job done. DQ, AP, all of them dominated. And this kid that wears 5, he's special.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you don't recognize that, and maybe these young people don't recognize that, you know how odd that is, like seeing the eclipse. Do you realize how rotten the position of pro football at quarterback is being played? Yeah, you know how lucky you are to get somebody who is really, really special. And then we had to put a kid out on the field. How do you have, I know Hartman, did he have surgery? Then why the hell is he out there? It's like we're playing a guy who's hurt. And I understand our backup, who I trust, is injured. Josh has been around many, many years. He's got a lot to tell. Are you telling me, now this is how bad the position of quarterback is. This is what we're putting out there. NFL. And this shit's not Stone Ages. So you got a guy that's been playing 100 years on 100 teams, and you got Hartman, and that's the best you can do? You got to be kidding me. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me it's just me. Standards are too high.
Well, this is why I'm glad the preseason's over, I think, like you, Doc. You know, because we see these guys on the field during the regular season. We're in trouble.
No, I'm asking you. I want somebody, 1-800-636-1067, to correct me if I'm wrong. So I'm calling in the experts again to figure this out. Big fella, Mitch Tischler. I'm telling you, him and JP, man, they're getting it done on Monumental. Love it. Beltway football, awesome with that. Boots on the ground. Hopkins has been there. It is, and I go to my old pros, Vernon Dean, who we expect to hear from today, champion, cornerback here, Professor Holder. He's been out there, boots on the ground, watching this day in and day out. And Mr. Harvey, you know, I'm looking at our defensive play, and I look at the edge, and I go, are we going to have to beg somebody to set the edge? Or am I wrong? Am I off? What am I missing? I mean, I was listening to Lionel yesterday, and I'm going, we're still struggling with it. Now, look, it's not easy. And I know a lot of our pros didn't play. And I've listened to a lot of you on the air, and you're going, we're not playing a lot of our people. Now, that's up to the coaches. I could easily sit here and tell you that if the world champions play, everybody doesn't play. Kansas City plays. Kansas City, Andy Reid does it. And everybody can do it. Do it whatever way you want to. But you will be have judged by your results. And I think that's fair. This is not a sport you can ease into. I'm sorry. People are going to go down. It kills me when I see a guy go down and I know what kind of work he put in the offseason. Metalists like you being a part of a band, you know how much work is put into it. People don't give band members credit for time invested.
Oh, yeah.
It's hours after hours after hours. If you were to go and break a finger or whatever and you're playing a guitar, guess what? You're effed.
And it's hard. Like, you get to a point, too, when you're practicing an instrument for that long that when you don't practice regularly,
yeah,
you fall off. And, again, things like an injury, you're going to have to get back up that hill again. Like, you don't just start back where you were. You know, it's like,
I was listening to Lionel, and there was a gentleman that called in who was a Ravens fan. Oh, he was a Commanders fan. And he was tired of getting sand kicked in his face by Ravens fans. The Ravens have a standard for preseason. They don't expect to lose in a preseason. Remember a couple years back, we almost had a parade here because we beat the Ravens in preseason. Remember that, okay? Back in the dark ages, we beat the Ravens because the Ravens set a standard. They kick your teeth in, okay? If you think, you want to measure your team? Now, they're way ahead of us in times of, he's been there almost 20 years. We're in our second year. You want to see how far their program is developed? You could see it. Our backups, you got the dog manure kicked out of you. We've been pathetic 2 of the 3 games. We showed life in game 2, so we know what they're capable of. But if you either on a drug or your eyes, you need to go and have surgery. We lacked intensity. We acted as if we didn't know it was a game. Oh, it's just a preseason. You think so? Okay. I hope you don't buy into that crap. I'm not talking about our starters. They don't play. But if you're trying to make a team, was that an effort to where you felt like your career's on the line? Really? That's the best you can do, trying to make a team that won 12 games, a team that was in the NFC Championship. Your dumb behind is lucky enough to be on this team, and that's the best you could do.
Cut day is Tuesday.
No, but tell me I'm too harsh. No. I'm talking about a standard. They're the ones with all the saying, anytime, any player. Well, the game was yesterday. Did you not get that memo? Oh, it's just preseason. That's what you think. Because most of the people talking have not busted a grape at any level ever. But they're experts now because they play Madden. I get it. I understand. You really have convinced yourself that because you have a fantasy team or you play Madden that you get it. Well, you don't. But it's okay. Fans are fans. Do you. But I'm telling you, as someone who's been there, done that, been around it, seen winning, walked it, and understand what it's about, that was unacceptable. That was unacceptable. Now, if you think you're going to flick a switch and cut it on, the Giants, you will, they will gut you. And don't come crying talking about you didn't know what was up, because you're the one with all the sayings. You're the one, and we believe you. And I'm not talking to the starters. If you didn't play, change the channel. But if you played, you need to hear this, because obviously you didn't get the message. And I know DQ put it out there, but you didn't get it. Two of the three times you had a chance to try to make a team or to wear that uniform and represent this area, and you got your ass kicked. So we'll see. I don't believe in the switch. You cut it on. I don't get it. We'll find out what's up. Brandy Wines, our first caller here on Overtime. Will, what up?
Good morning. Good morning, Doc, man. Hey, look, I'm going to make this short and sweet. AP got some work to do with the quarterback situation. Here's why I say that, Doc. We got five, of course. Hope he's healthy all year. But God forbid something happens to him. We're talking about Marcus Mariota, who got a tender Achilles, and the two dudes we saw yesterday.
Oh, they're pathetic.
Come on, man.
That's not. I like Marcus a lot, and I'm sure they know more a lot about it than we do. And I understand that. I just hope to God that they're right, because I don't. And I want to be over the top in the panic. I'd rather be overly concerned than trying to play cool, hand Luke. My eyes don't lie. Unless you were a friend of the family or you had a child that was playing, how could you watch it? If I wasn't working and having to do this for a living, you think I would have wasted my time watching that?
Hey, Doc, I watched all of 10 minutes of the game and turned to something else. I mean, this is, like you said, the last two preseason games. AP has to know he had to get another quarterback in there to watch Hartman throw the ball. I mean, you know you need to go call Driscoll. Wasn't Driscoll with us last year? Oh, you got to do something. That's the one move I'm looking for them to make. Along with, I think, the defensive line, we couldn't stop the run again. Doc, you're right. I'm looking at the run defense, and some of these guys are going to play during the regular season, Doc.
What about the edge? Obviously, the two starters, let's say they didn't play. Do the backups want to be in the league?
I don't know, Doc. They didn't look like it yesterday. Like I said, I watched 10 minutes of it. So I saw this 2 weeks ago. Click, and I turned it on. I feel sorry for you, Doc. You had to watch it yesterday. I really did.
Well, no. I'm glad we played the Ravens. You know, I hate we lost that scrimmage opportunity, because they approach football old school. I love the way they approach football. They make it a pact that they have. They don't expect to ever lose. Now, you can say that's unrealistic or whatever. You want to look at their record over the last 5 years? Yeah, they lost the big one, but guess what? They're always in it. They're always around it. And all I'm worried about and talking about, you got guys that were, quote, on the bubble. And I heard some of the talk show hosts, you got to beg them to play? God, I wish I had seen more fire out of him. Did he not know what's going on? Or did someone tell him he automatically made the team? Correct me if I'm wrong. You know what I mean? Maybe I've missed my window.
Hey, Doc, come on. You know the way that team looked yesterday. I told you it took me 10 minutes of watching that. And I said, you know what? I'm not doing this. It looked like 2 weeks ago. It was bad. And everyone's like, oh, we got so much depth on our roster. Well, we got depth. They didn't show it yesterday.
Yeah, it was an opportunity of a lifetime. Appreciate your call, man.
All right, Doc.
I do appreciate it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Look, times have changed. I get it. And that doesn't mean I have to accept it. And until you have a Lombardi trophy, I'm right. You don't get, it's not, and you did great. And last year, oh my God, that was fantastic. But guess what? It's over. It's over. You're now a target. You're marked. And you can still be good, but you got no depth. And maybe you'll pick up people on other teams as they cut. Maybe you'll pick up some people. But from my eyeballs, there's some jobs open. There's some opportunities that are available. If you want to play on a good team and be in a great environment, hell, if I'd be kicking doors down to try to get here, because there's some guys here that obviously don't get it. They didn't get the memo. I'm listening to people at quite effort. Oh, I'd like to see him a little more aggressive. I'm listening to the talk show host, and he's saying, yeah, I really thought I'd like to see a little more aggression. How could you not be aggressive if your ass is your career is on the line, you're on the bubble, you're playing, and you don't see fire? I heard the talk show, oh, God, I'd like to see a little more fire in him. So would I. Now, you know DQ's putting out the message. If there's one thing about it, they got all the sayings in the world. They got everything going. So what in the heck did it not get across to them in New England? You got your teeth smashed. And then the Ravens, now New England, yeah, new coach. They were garbage. They want to turn it around. Here you come with that shiny 12-win record coming in, and they tried to gut you. So that told me right now, okay, they still think it's last year. Then you come out and against the Bengals, who were pathetic on defense, but I'll take anybody, and you gutted them. And I'm going, okay, so they do have life. They are more than slogans. And you come out, I go, okay, that's the way to go. You were balling, running the ball. You didn't even throw a pass. I go, ah, there you go. That's my people. They come out. And then you follow it up against the Crows, and that's it? That's the effort. And I'm supposed to look beyond that and think that, well, it's just preseason, my behind. That's by people saying it that have never had a jock on. I'm telling you that right now. You better be concerned because you don't turn this light on. And if I'm the New York Football Giants, trust me, they're watching. Now, our first didn't play, so maybe our first was just that good. You better hope to God you don't need backups. Back in a moment.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What a good time of the year. That is, if you despise preseason, as Metal and I, we have come to the conclusion that the happiest time of the year is the first week of the regular season.
Everybody's in first place still.
Exactly. And you know what? And the thing is how we're being viewed. But since this situation just took forth, the game, we have an obligation to discuss it. The thing that for me and Mitch Tischler, when he, the big fella joins us, because he was boots on the ground, he had a bird's eye view. It's just, I was just disappointed that if I'm on the bubble, you know you're on the bubble, and you know if you have a guaranteed contract or not, you know the difference. And if you have a chance to play, why wouldn't you go, you know what's to the wall? They should be telling you to slow down, not speed you up. And so that's the part where I'm baffled by it. Fort Washington is our next stop. Booker.
What's up, Doc? Let me tell you something, Doc. What I saw yesterday was atrocious. I was wondering whether or not they were playing ball. Now, one of the things I wanted to say, I know we got a long season coming. I know we have plenty of games. But I was telling you, God, why would I even give some thought to paying $6,000 to go to Spain to see some trash? Because yesterday was some, I don't know whether or not they knew they were playing ball.
Well, here's what I say to that. First of all, the people that'll be playing in Spain obviously didn't play yesterday.
Correct.
So that's not their fault. I think our ones have proven, well, they did for that brief moment against Cincinnati. I believe we have a better team right now than we had last year. It doesn't mean they'll have a better record. But I think we fortified positions that need to be fortified. Because in my world, it's all the NFC East. If I can kick enough tail in the East, I'll be fine. But if I get beat up in the East, I may not get a chance to do what I really want to do. And we don't really, I'm speaking from authority only based on what I just saw. By people that may be selling insurance on Tuesday or Wednesday. So I want to be mindful of that. But then I look at the Ravens, and I feel this way every year because they preach it and teach it. All they every year, Harbaugh, we don't plan to lose anything ever. And they're always a hard out. Remember how we celebrated like we won a playoff game when we beat them in the preseason?
Mm-hmm.
That's called culture. They have a culture. They have a standard. It's not lip service. It's action on the field. And we have kicked their behind before into this. But the guys that we have here now, they were on the third and fourth team, they didn't get the memo. Obviously, our first team guys, they get it. But the guys that are making teams right now, if you own a business, please send them an application because they will be available Tuesday. Based on the effort that I saw, they're going to be a lot of them over there. So meet them over at the park and bring applications because you'll get some people you can hire. Appreciate you calling. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And I'm not telling you, think I'm not being trying to be funny. This is pitiful to me because all DQ, and I believe in him. And what does he talk about? Competition, competition, competition. And now I got to hear the talk show host on the show after the game talking about, well, that guy didn't seem to be motivated. He was, I didn't see the fire I was looking for. I'm listening to talk show host, right? Because he's an expert. And so the talk show host, he is telling us all about the things he's disappointed in because obviously, you know, he's gone over film. He's seen every practice. He's in all this. He got that magnifying glass. Slim, you could be blind and see this. Some people ain't bought in. They don't have the message. And they ask this hopefully by 4 o'clock on Tuesday or in another city. Because if you don't get the message, as loud as DQ is about it, and as many posters and slogans and logos that they got going over there, then you are deaf and dumb. And if you don't believe me, take that same effort against the Giants in the opener. And then hit me after the game. Tell me what you think. 1025 in the nation's capital. I can't wait to get the big fella. I saw some things with the guys in the trenches that I was encouraged by. There were some guys up front giving some effort. Technique, that edge thing, we got to get it solved. We got it. How much more film do you need to see? We're getting hooked like a bass. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. 1-800-636-1067 is our number. Tischler joins us right here on Overtime when we return.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You see my face, you see the smile. Anytime I get to bring the big fella on the program, I get excited about it because we view the world from the same vantage point. And that is, you got to be 6'4 or taller, and you view the world from a different perspective. Tischler in the house, and he is brought to you courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Yes, I am prejudiced. Big people have a preference with me, and I always like to start off big. Tischler, I from the line of scrimmage, in the pregame warm-up, I got excited because I seen one of our pit bulls that was back in action, requested to play. Brother Colbert wanted to be out there. How encouraging was that for you to see Big Bouncer back in pads?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was awesome. Getting to have Brandon Coleman both suit up and asked to play is something that you don't see out of a whole lot of NFL players these days, particularly when it comes to a third preseason game. But you got to remember, Brandon Coleman missed all the preseason games last year with an injury, you know, and I think he talked about after the game, he talked about, you know, how, you know, getting this work in the preseason gets him ready for the regular season. And I love seeing him out there. I love that he wanted to get out there and get that work in. And quite frankly, you know, for guys like himself and Jordan McGee and you know, some of the other guys who were kind of beat up and hadn't been out on the field a whole lot. It was good to see them out on the field on Saturday.
I love that. I want people to understand, especially us 8-hour shift guys, he did not have to play. But if you love the game, you want the only time you get to hit people legally is during the game. This big bruiser decided he done what? You think I'm laughing? Metal, look, where else can you go and knock the hell out of people and not have to go to jail?
Maybe a boxing match, but yeah, I hear you.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
To be on the offensive line, you have to enjoy contact. And you like to, you get a chance to impose your will on somebody. I screamed when I heard the big fella, he DQ, please let me in. I need this. He wanted it. We got guys that are on the bubble. He ain't on the bubble. He's a prize bull. And he's begging to play. And we got some guys out there that you had to force them to go hit people. That's how soft they were. So I love this brother. And I think this offensive line, you give me your assessment. You were closer than I was on how the big boys up front performed.
On Saturday?
Yes.
Listen, it wasn't particularly great, but it wasn't terrible. I think overall, big picture, what you can look at from the game is that as much as this front office and coaching staff are trying to improve the depth on the team overall, they still have a ways to go. And you know, the Ravens handle preseason much different than a lot of other teams. They take it super seriously, but you also are looking at a Ravens team that has been growing and developing and maturing over the past, you know, 4 or 5 seasons with Lamar at the helm. And, you know, you see a team that's much further along. And
a decade. Yeah, absolutely.
It's being built than what the Commanders have. And it showed on the field. I mean, listen, you know, I think the starting 22 or the first, you know, 28 or so players on this team are really good players. And you can obviously see what happened last year and see that they can find a way to succeed. But you look at the back half of the roster, both training camp and, you know, regular season roster, and you see a group that is better than it was, but still not where it needs to be if they really want to compete for real things.
Were you as disappointed as I was that the guys who were on the bubble seemed to be as if they didn't realize they were on the bubble? Why are we begging people to have intensity or to attack the opposition when they're on the bubble? What did I miss?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, listen, it was as a whole, it was a bad preseason as far as the games went. I mean, they were outscored 109-38, I believe, and, you know, didn't look good except for, you know, the kind of first 8 offensive plays in that Cincinnati game. That's kind of indicative of what we've seen on the practice field. There have been good days and bad days, but it hasn't really all come together well at any point. And I think, you know, you have to ask the reason, why is this happening this year? Maybe it's because the expectations are too high. You know, maybe, you know, the absence of Terry McLaurin is bigger than just a football player, you know, a wide receiver running go routes. You know, there's questions to be had, but at the end of the day, you know, I can't be going into this season as confident, as good as I think this team can be based on what we saw during the preseason. There's some real questions that need to be answered early on in this season, and they're going to have to come out hot.
Yeah, Mel, are you with us? Now, here's a man who's 24/7, boots on the ground, and he's telling you what our eyes are showing. I'm not talking about the starters. I'm not talking about our top 22. But you're trying to make a team. Why are we begging people to perform? That's what it seems to me. I listened to a talk show host the other day, and it's like the poor kid is crying, trying to get people to do their jobs. Guys on the bubble. Guys on the bubble are giving you, they're about to lose an arm to sacrifice it to make a play. And we got people that seem like they shy of contact. I, for the life of me, I don't understand this, and that's why I have to seek experts, people that are there, because the game has changed. You know,
yeah.
It's a new era. There ain't no new in Baltimore. See, talk is cheap. Baltimore has a standard. They don't plan on losing in the preseason. They don't give a damn who it is. And whoever puts on that uniform is expected to follow protocol. They ain't begging nobody to throw themselves in there and play hard or compete. That burns me up. That seems like we are begging people. I can't wait till Tuesday at 4 o'clock. What do you sense? Anything that you sense beyond the obvious for Tuesday at 4 p.m.?
As far as guys on the roster, there are some roster battles that are happening. You look at the back end of the defensive line room, you know, the back end of the receiver room. What are they going to do at quarterback? You know, I think that, you know, I don't
what
know.
What are they going to do?
Sam Hartman showed enough. I think they're going to just keep two quarterbacks out. I don't know that Sam or Josh get claimed on waivers. So, you know, you can have it.
You don't think somebody's going to claim him?
I'm
trying to figure out what we're doing with him. And you think somebody's going to claim him? You got to be kidding me.
I'm saying I don't think anybody will claim him. But, yes. The biggest thing that I'm taking away from Tuesday is it's right around this time last year that the Commanders went and got Noah Brown. I think you can look at the back end of the receiver room. I think you can look at, potentially the back end of the O-line room, the back end of the D-line room. I think the Commanders are going to be looking to pick off somebody, a couple of these guys who get cut by other teams, and hopefully they find another diamond in the rough like Noah Brown.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, brother. Hey, look, man, love your work. What's your partner's name? Let me see. Starts with
I think he came up with it. What do you got?
Oh, JP, right, JP, right? One. Yeah, Finley, yeah. Yeah, give him our best, too.
All right, we'll do.
All right, man, brother, thank you, man.
All right,
Mitch Tischler, big fella, man. We're representing everybody over the norm, what the norm is supposed to be in height and weight. And big people have been discriminated on forever. And so we admit the fact that we're prejudiced, and then we get big people. Do people understand? The average size, who determined what size a door is supposed to be?
Shorter people than you.
I know it, but I'm just saying. None of us are on the committees for any of these damn things. The water fountain is too daggone low. It needs to be it needs to be raised up. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I just hate losing. I'm in a foul mood because I can see the writing on the wall. And I don't want that to happen. We're running around patting yourself on the back for something that's over. Last year's over. And by the way, the goal was the Lombardi. All right? So we failed. And I just don't want to see what I think is coming down the road because the Giants are licking their chops right now. We need to snap out of it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Holla back. Straight up, welcome back. Overtime, DOC, heavy metal with you. Canine alert, Super Bowl champion, Vernon Dean. I'm going to get an outlook on the secondary. I think our boys are competitive. And again, out of 22 people that played and went out there, you may have six that are actually playing. So I get that. But you start from the bottom up. And so your team, I expected, even if they failed in technique, I expected more of an aggressive nature. That's what's irritated me. Not that technique is an effort. I didn't feel an intensity. I did against the Bengals. I think you could feel it against the Bengals. Because they were pissed off about New England. They came out. So they showed me what they're capable of. I ain't accepting anything less than that. And I did not see the effort or the intensity that they displayed against Cincinnati, against the Ravens. And you should, just because we want to kick their behind because they're our cousins right down the street. And the fact that they didn't sense that irritates the absolute dickens out of me. Because that means now you're not naughty by nature. I got to coax you into being excited. I got to replace you. Ferris out in Olney. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, Doc. Hey, thanks for having me on the show. Hey, look, I am so disappointed with the defense right now. I know Dan Quinn, Joe Witt, these are defensive guys, but giving up so many points. And here's a prime example. Joe Burrow, 4th and 2, 4th and 3 on that first drive of that game. Hey, watch the ball. Hold your water. Why isn't that being communicated? We jump off sides, they get an automatic first. Like, how disciplined are we? You know, are we competing in practice? I know back in the day with Joe Gibbs, I'm sure you, the Hogs and the D-line, you guys competed your asses off.
Yeah, different era, though. Language. And I agree with you, but it's not accountable now. I don't like that, neither did they, but that's the only time I was pleased with their effort was against Cincinnati. They came up because New England was so disappointing. What we're getting now is inconsistent effort. And I never expect that. The way Quinn and the company, where they wind their people up. You watch them practice. They go after it. So right. It's not the system, right. Pardon me, but it's the people in the system. The good news is that you can eliminate the people and replace them. That's the good news.
I know, Doc, but we need depth, though. You know, all good teams got to have that depth. This league, battle of attrition, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, you're in year two.
Depth.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on,
you
now, Slim. You're in year two. They gutted the program. Coach Dum Dum and them left them nothing. They had to start with a bare cabinet. So we got to keep that in mind. The Ravens are 20 years in doing the same thing. That is a system. You came in and took over Kenobly. You took over a radioactive, the worst. So give them a break
on
that.
I think we only have like 4 or 5 draft picks from those guys. I get it.
Doc,
last thing I'm going to say, okay. I'm sorry to cut you off. Sam Hartman, my man's got to go to The Bachelor. He's got to go to Head & Shoulders commercial or something.
Oh, yeah, but, I'm with you, brother.
You know.
Yeah, why?
Right, that's it. That's,
you know,
it. I'm
shows
done.
You
yeah.
how bad, yeah. appreciate the call, how bad the quarterback position really is. I mean, we don't even have 15 in the league that you would take a bullet for. Out of 32, that's awful. By the time you get down to the third team guy on some team, seriously, he's selling insurance. You're right. Go to Hollywood.
Well, I like his idea that he, instead of going to another team, he should go to The Bachelor.
He should. I ain't mad. Look, guy coming off surgery. I'm not mad at him, but it shows you that's the best you got. You mean you couldn't get anybody better than that? Now, understand. Mariota, if he were healthy, he'd be there. Guess what? He's not. And we play the Giants right around the corner. So check yourself. In the district, we go. Mike, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, Doc. How you doing, man? I mean, you basically said it all, Doc. I don't know how much more better you could say it, but I'm getting to be a little concerned, man, about the higher-ups, man, especially the coaches, because – when you think about it, Doc, last year, when they played Philly, here it is, the first play of the game on offense for Philly, and you let Saquon Barkley run for 66, 7 yards, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I'm like, you've played him already twice. You know what type of runner he is. I'm like, once he got past Wagner, I'm like, there's people in the back, in the back had a chance to bring him down. Okay, you didn't bring him down. Hold him up. Do something. You can't dance with him. You got to hold him up until help comes. That was very disappointing to see that happen on the first play of the game, and that pretty much dictates the whole game once that happens.
Philly. It's the Eagles. And again, look where they came from. In 1 year, they took one of the worst run teams in the history of the sport and flipped it. So I can't be mad at them. Honestly, you're right.
Yeah.
They got gutted, but the team before them would have been in the stands watching. Do you realize what they did was a miracle? Now, you can only ride that for that season, but I'm not going to take anything away from them against the Eagles because the Eagles are the best in the world. What I'm looking forward to is playing them again with this new group. I believe we have better personnel. It don't mean we have a better record.
But you're right, Doc. Those guys that played Saturday against the Ravens, come on, man. You're fighting for a job. You saw the difference between the Ravens players, backups, and the Commanders.
Exactly.
You're trying to make the team.
Exactly. That's my point. Now you feel me. Now you feel me. We should have been mad because they were getting penalties for late hits. They were so aggressive. They were getting thrown out of the game for the stuff they were doing. We had to send them an invitation to go and hit anybody. That surprised me to the level that it made me sick. Made me sick to my stomach.
You're right, man.
And I'm listening to the talk show host yesterday, and I'm just going, you got to be kidding me. How can you not be so irritated over what you saw by guys that were trying to make the team? Not the starters. The starters didn't even play. You own the bubble.
You got to be bothered by that, dog. One more thing, though, dog.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I want to say, man, look, you and Brian, those heads, man, that really know what football is all about. I know you got your own life, man. You're doing your own thing, and I'm glad you stand in it some kind of way. But, man, damn, I wish y'all was there, man, to try to help these people out, man, because the knowledge that y'all have, man, definitely make us a better squad, man. But
well,
I know you
fine.
Got your own life.
No,
you don't want to do all
people.
That kind of stuff.
Trust me. They have good people.
I appreciate your knowledge, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But they got really good people. I am greedy.
Okay.
Yeah, don't blame them. Blame me. I'm greedy. See what I'm saying? Because I have been to the promised land. And I'm telling
I'm
trying to tell you, I'm dropping crumbs to tell you to follow me. Because here's how we get there.
Right.
I'm not following somebody that haven't been there. And all I'm telling you is that you may not like what you have to do to get there, but it's the only way it works. And all this casual walk through, all that crap, it's not done that way. The Ravens are trying to show you. I thought you understood. And I'm not talking about the starters. Our first people are okay. But
if that's
the guy's trying to make the team and that's the best you got, we got a problem.
You gotta have those backups. They gotta be there. They gotta help.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you, man.
I don't know what they was doing. Saturday,
up against the clock. Thank you for your effort. 1-800.
All right, man.
636-1067 is the number. I'm just telling you. I have to be honest with you because there's so much propaganda that's thrown out, and if you want to follow the blind, be my guest. But I'm obligated to tell you what I see. And it had a hard time sleeping. Not over our starters, but over the people that I thought were trying to make the team. I don't want them. If that's the best you got, then I hope they go out and raid the free agents. And when people cut people, we get a whole new group. And then go from there. Because that's unacceptable. That is unacceptable. We have to, we got time for one more? All right, Ball, my man, Ball. Ball, man. K-9.
That's right. How you doing, sir?
Hey, brother, you know what? It's just one way for me. It's winner take all.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Bro, you know, when I hear you, I just want to get in. Doc, I ain't going to lie to you. You know me, I go on your mindset. I tweet about you, the head coach of the K-9. You know where the K-9s are. Doc, what I don't like is like you everything you just say. But Doc, that's another angle. I just told Heavy Metal. I told him there was people in the locker room who used to guide these people.
Yeah.
When things was not going out, John Allen used to step in because he'd been here 5 years. Stone Bridge, Terry, when the offense was lacking, see when he speak, everybody listen. Doc, those two people, they've been here for 5 years. Each of them, none of them in the locker room. I know there is leaders in the locker room, but you're talking about people who came from other town.
Yeah.
They're not holding the locker room like it's supposed to be. So I'm kind of missing my boys. Knowing if they was here, it's going to be a different thing. And another thing, Doc, I'm a little bit getting tired of Peter. Peter got to sign Terry. Case closed. My brother, I'm going to let you go.
Well, you know what, Bob? Let me just say this. Adam's got to do his job. See, here's where I would disagree with you on this.
Okay.
This is his first rodeo.
Okay.
Guess what's coming down the line for him? They got talent. So he's setting the bar right now, how he does business. Why would he break Because mm-hmm. I think that the way Terry's people have presented this, mm-hmm. they put themselves mm-hmm. in a bad situation. Because okay, if I'm under contract, there's nothing uh-huh. to talk about.
I know.
You're under contract. So you're going to end up playing. You know it, and I know it. The only question is, what are you going to play for? And if you want to play hardball in that, then just do it. You don't telegraph punches.
Yeah, but right now, the situation we're going in, Doc, I don't think I know what you say. You like the guys who's out there. But the problem is, what is behind doesn't look like, you know, they can hold the –
I got to go with who's there, Bob. I don't go with – I can't worry about something. What if – okay, so they signed Terry for $20 million a game, and he breaks his ankle the first day in practice.
I know.
Then what you going to do? You going to forfeit the season? Hell no.
No.
No one man stops the show unless he wears number five. Got to run, brother. Number love for you, K9. Sir. K9 for life. JD5 is the only person that can hold the program hostage. Everybody else, next man up. Let's rock and roll. Speaking of that, we got an absolute savage that will join our Super Bowl champion. Here's a man who understands because he's been on championship teams, Vernon Dean, when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.